Greetings for Ex Libris On Air. This is J. Douglas Barker. Another in the series of quirky tales is the book titled Sagebrush and the Butterfly Creek Flood. And joining me from Colorado is award-winning author Joni Franks. Welcome to the program, Joni.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for having me.
It's good to visit with you. We have talked before. This is another in the series. Apparently, since our conversation last time, you have won many awards related to your series, including the fact that you are the American Fiction Award. You won that for Children's Picture Book in Soft Cover and other awards. What is motivating you to share these stories about Corky?
Well, I have to tell you that the inspiration for this book, which is the fourth book in the Corky Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush book collection, which is Sagebrush and the Butterfly Creek Flood, was inspired by the big cottonwood flood in Colorado that occurred 10 miles from my home. This flood was a direct result of the 2016 Hayden Pass fire. And, Jay, I watched as my friends and neighbors lost their homes, and the geography of this place is forever changed by the powerful debris flow that has repeatedly marred the Big Cottonwood area. And so I wrote a book about it.
You have used as your main character a dog, a pooch, a wonderful pet that you have named Corky. Is Corky also a real-life dog?
Corky Tales is a silly name for a corgi, and that name comes from the story of the first book when the little dog is born without a tail and the other dogs make fun of her and they call her a corky. You're not even a real Welsh corgi, you're just a corky. But my inspiration for all of the books is my real-life dog, which is Sagebrush, and she's a Welsh corgi.
Oh, phenomenal. Phenomenal. This book is 54 pages. Does that follow the same general format of your first book? And if so, who did you write it for? What was your thinking behind that? Who do you think is going to find this an attractive read?
Well, this book is longer than the others. Generally, my books are 36 pages. I had more to say in this book. So, yes, it's longer, so I added more illustrations. But when asked about my age range for my book collection, I answer from 5 to 91, as my youngest fans who can't read will memorize portions of the book when read to. And my oldest fan is 91, and I'm very proud to say that's Queen Elizabeth in England. She is in receipt of my books and is a fan of Corky Tales.
Well, that's
phenomenal. Of course, we all know she's a corgi lover.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's phenomenal. How did she obtain a copy of that? How was that possible?
I read a book about her. I had not really followed the Queen in my life, you know, going to work, doing things, you know, and really can't say I was a follower of the Queen, but I recently read her life story. It was very impressive. And I looked at her in a different light, not just a figurehead. And anyway, as a gift to her last Christmas, I sent her the collection and thanked her for the difference she had made in the world and just sent them to her. And I was amazed to get back a letter from, I got Royal Mail. I always laugh and say I was the only one in Howard, Colorado to get Royal Mail that day. And I received a letter from Queen Elizabeth's lady-in-waiting, who's been with her for 60 years and is her most trusted confidant. And she wrote me a heartfelt letter, and I have it all framed in my office.
Wow, wow. That is impressive. Now, your writing career, how long have you been doing so?
Less than 2 years. All
That's
of the
amazing.
Books, the four books have been published in less than 24 months. So I was in the business world prior to and retired from that. So this is a new venture for me, so not all that long.
This particular book, Sagebrush and the Butterfly Creek Flood, how long did it take to write? And you know, what do you want to share as far as an inspiration to the reader? I mean, what do you want them to take away from this particular story?
Well, as with all my books, Jay, Sagebrush, the Tailless Puppy, continues the learning journey. And she absorbs important life lessons and the problems and challenges that we all face along the way. And the example is that these problems will be solved with kindness and love. This book has a lesson of faith, having faith in yourself, and is paired with a message that all lives matter equally, no matter one's age, one size or even species. And I would like that for my readers to take away that by having faith in yourself, there is absolutely nothing in the world that you can't accomplish. And it's my belief that honoring all creatures equally leads to a kinder and more sustainable way of living. I will say this one took me a little bit longer to write. I worked on it off and on for some months, which is kind of unusual. Mm. And the reason being is this is a search and rescue adventure, and I wasn't quite sure how that was going to all play out. I had all these magnificent scenarios that really in the end weren't needed, and I kept it much simpler. So it did take me a while to concoct that plan, but maybe 6 months to get that all down.
That's incredible. The scene that you created in this book, which one of them is going to stand out to the reader, do you think?
Well, if I could, I'll just read the opening line from the book, and the story begins. Fat black thunder clouds billowed high in the Rocky Mountain sky, foreshadowing that a stormy weather day was already brewing on the cattle ranch, where Sagebrush, the tailless puppy, and her parents, Maverick and Ginger, slept in their warm, cozy doggy beds. So the readers can follow Sagebrush and the young miss in this search and rescue adventure to save a lost hiker and the tiny people who are known as Shuns from the rising waters of Butterfly Creek. And I believe that this is a charming tale and it won't soon be forgotten.
Beautiful. Now, the Shuns were also in your first book. Do I remember that correctly?
Shuns are in the last three books.
Wow. And what is a Shun?
Shuns are tiny little people like you and I, but they live in the forest. They're very shy. They've been made homeless due to the giant tree-cutting machines. And they're looking for a way to survive because humans have taken away their homes and the food they need to survive by cutting the trees down. So they're out there in the world, too, trying to survive. And as all my books, you know, except for the first one, which is the introductory book,
right. But
they all follow the Shuns theme, the things that they go through. And the Shuns came to me in a dream some decades ago, and it's just now that I've had time to actually put that down on paper. So I dreamed about them.
Wow. The idea of introducing this to someone that doesn't know Joni Franks, how do they discover what this book is about if you were to introduce them to it?
So I would say about this book, it begins, there's a hiker in the Rocky Mountains, and he's in the forest. He loses his balance, and he falls into a rushing stream, putting his life at risk. To save himself, he grasps a miner's lettuce plant that the Shuns, or the little people, are also gathering for food. And then a tailless dog named Sagebrush and her parents, Maverick and Ginger, who live on the Young Mrs. Cattle Ranch, hear the struggle. And they concoct a plan to save both the hiker and the Shuns. So the question is, will the plan work? Will they save the whole group? Or will the hikers and the hiker and the Shuns suffer a tragic fate?
Now, this is a well-traveled area, children's books. What makes your books and the story of your wonderful hero in the story, what makes it different?
Well, I believe that just recently I've been able to answer that question a little more thoroughly because I believe my books are being singled out now for excellence and that my message is truly being heard. My second book in the Quirky Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush, which is Sagebrush Meets the Shuns, was the winner of the American Fiction Award for Best Children's Picture Book Softcover of 2018. So I have to say thank you, American Book Fest, for this absolutely incredible honor. This very same book has received three Evie Awards, and those were from Colorado Independent Publishers Association. And we won in three categories. So it was Animals, Pets, and Nature, Fairy Tale, Folklore, Mythology, and Children's Storybook. So in my opinion, the Evie Award wins were very special to me, as this book crossed genre lines, receiving awards in adult categories. And I'm also honored to say that my first book, Quirky Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush, is featured this month in the November-December 2018 issue of Cowgirl Magazine with a stellar review that will bring a tear to your eyes. So
beautiful.
If there are any fans out there of Cowgirl Magazine, there's a lovely article featuring my book. The newest book, Sage Fresh Blood, that's just been out a few weeks, has already received the Pacific Book Review Star for Excellent Merit. So all of these things that have happened to me in the last 60 days give me the validation that I needed to continue with my writing.
Well, congratulations. This
Thank
is a
you.
Wonderful journey that you're on as an author, and I'm assuming, because that's what I do, that you are enjoying what you're doing.
Oh, it's my mission. I've got a passion. I'm driven, and I want to be heard. I feel like the new generation needs to hear my message. I have no problem about letting it be heard. I want to be heard, and this is how I want to spend what years I have left doing this. I think it's important to try to make a difference in the world.
Are there any words that are being fed back to you from interviewers and from reviewers of your books that would describe the characters? Are there two or three words that sort of repeat themselves, or at least in your mind, you think are being validated?
Sure. I think as far as the story is concerned, if I had to pick three words to describe it, I would say search and rescue adventure. As far as the characters are concerned, the message is threefold, and the message there is faith, it's equality, and justice.
Beautiful. You make it look and sound like it's a walk in the park, just a pleasure to do and no challenge whatsoever. But I'm sure with the story you have shared, there must have been some challenges. Were there challenges with the, let's say, the illustrations or anything else that you've encountered so far?
I'm just blessed with these illustrations. Because of that, I self-publish through Exlibris. I control my illustrations. I'm able to pick out the characters from that I want and give the images for every single thing in that book to my illustrator. We're on the same page, Raquel Rodriguez. She can take my pictures. I write the scene depiction, and she tweaks it a little bit, and we've got it. So I have complete control. If I gave you my story and said, could you illustrate it, Jay, you would see it completely different than
I.
And I might be looking at those illustrations like, oh, I don't know. I had a whole other vision. So that's just really important to me, to be able to control the illustrations without having the gift of that type of artist. But as far as challenging, I would say that would probably be the most challenging. And then again, I was trying to make the actual rescue more difficult than it needed to be. But otherwise, I would say it isn't all that challenging. All the books in the Corky Tales of a Tailless Dog Named Sagebrush book collection are a labor of love written directly from my heart. And as I said earlier, my goal is to teach a new generation moral lessons and problem-solving techniques based on kindness and love.
Beautiful. And is there anything else that you want the listener to know about you or your books that maybe we've missed so far?
If I could just touch on the theme of each of the previous three books, because each one has a timely human theme. The first book in the Corky Tales collection that sets the scene for the characters addresses the theme of labeling and bullying when the little ranch dog is born without a tail and is judged by her dog peers as having no worth. And together with the help of the young miss, she overcomes this. And this same book addresses preconceived notions about women being ranchers. My second book, Sagebrush Meets the Shuns, which is the award winner now, and it introduces the little people that are known as the Shuns, who have been made homeless due to the giant tree-cutting machines that are clear-cutting the forest. This book addresses environmental issues as well as homelessness. And then the third book, Sagebrush and the Smoke Jumper, was inspired by the Hayden Pass Fire 2016. It has a forest fire prevention message and offers the homeless orphaned Shun known as Juniper Berry a new beginning and a chance to live out her dreams. And one thing about that book that holds a special place in my heart is I sell that book to a lot of firefighters and smoke jumpers.
Wonderful.
And that means a great deal to me, particularly these times we're living in, to know that the brave and fearless smoke jumpers are reading my book.
Beautiful, beautiful. And the reader or the listener can find your books by just doing a search under Corky Tales. You've done a beautiful job of weaving that particular character into all four of the current books, current reads. The title of this one is Sagebrush and the Butterfly Creek Flood. Where do they get copies of this, Joni?
They can go to my website, which is my name, www.jonifranks.com, and that is spelled JoniFranks.com, and there are links there for all the books as well as reviews, and there are some videos that have been created that are quite fun to watch, and of course links to purchase, and then again, these books can be purchased through Barnes & Noble, Amazon. They're available through Goodreads and many other online vendors.
Absolutely great. And they can request it from their local bookseller if they have a favorite seller in the area, just by asking about Corky Tales. And this one particularly, Sagebrush and the Butterfly Creek Flood. Joni Franks, my guest from Colorado, thank you for joining me today and sharing your story. I am confident that we'll be talking again about the next in the edition, hopefully. Best of luck with this one.
Thank you so much, Jay. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure. For Ex Libris On Air, this is J. Douglas Barker.